So as I understand it, they will now operate as two independently traded companies. But what exactly does that mean?
Well, basically it means that rather than eBay owning PayPal and PayPal operating as a division of eBay, being run for, you know, the overall benefit of both parties rather than the individual maximized value of either one, that now PayPal will be free to do as it sees fit to maximize its own value.
Why are they splitting, and ultimately, who is this more beneficial for?
Well, at the end of the day, I think this benefits both. So back in 2002, I believe, when eBay purchased PayPal, you know, eBay was, you know, massively growing. They were doing very well. PayPal was smaller. And having control of the company who processed most of their financial transactions made some degree of sense as they were growing. But over time, it's now been 12 years, a lot has occurred. And basically, PayPal at this point is growing very rapidly. And they're in a very good market position, but they're also facing a lot of competition. Now PayPal is free to compete as they see fit in their market. At the time of the transaction when eBay purchased PayPal, eBay was clearly the dominant player. PayPal was clearly the smaller, you know, number two in this transaction. Well, now fast forward 12 years, and roughly they're pretty close to 50-50 in terms of revenue, in terms of value here. So PayPal has actually grown in many ways faster than eBay. Joint ownership creates additional layers of bureaucracy, additional layers of management, additional, you know, controls. Why do you want that? Since there are clearly costs to having two organizations under one roof, what's the corresponding benefit to that? And I think in this case, the question of benefit had just, you know, there was benefit 12 years ago, but a lot of that benefit had kind of, I think, dissipated over time. It always comes down to one simple question you have to ask. Is the whole more than the sum of the parts? It needs to be in order to justify the two being together. And I think that was probably true of eBay and PayPal 12 years ago. I'm not entirely sure that that's true today.
What does the split to do for both of those brands?
So I think this will only help the PayPal brand, I would think, because now they can think about, okay, blank slate, what do we want to do to maximize the value of this company? And I think that will only enhance their brand and give them the opportunity to transform the brand a little bit. I think they're potentially moving it into more mobile, doing some different things with it. They're going to be going hard into the mobile space and trying to do what they can to, you know, grow more internationally, because you've got some big international players, Alibaba and others, who play in that sphere. And certainly, you know, PayPal has an international presence. They're going to continue to try to grow that. And I think you're going to see the same thing from eBay. Well, eBay has had some good acquisitions over the years in terms of different kind of companies, StubHub and others. And I think they're going to continue to try to grow in the online space and kind of figure out how much of an auction house they want to be as they kind of move more slowly towards this hybrid auction house online retailer.